T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, good news, writers. You're not the worst at picking people for the Baseball Hall of Fame. This is the modern day ballot, and you have 16 people voting. And if you get 12 of the 16 votes, you're in the Hall of Fame. And we have the names of those who voted. Would you like to hear who they are?
Let me hear them.
Former players, Roberto Alomar, Burt Blyleven, Pat Gillick, Tony La Russa, Greg Maddux, Joe Morgan, John Schuerholz, Ozzie Smith, Joe Torre, Al Oliva, Paul Beeston, Andy McPhail, Jerry Reinsdorf, Steve Hurt, Tim Kirkchin, and Claire Smith. Hmm. All 16 of them, all of them, voted for Lee Smith.
Unbelievable.
Every last one.
How
of them.
In the world can you vote? Is Lee Smith the Hall of Fame? Tell me that.
Well, it's a great day to be Billy Wagner.
Yeah.
And basically every other good closer.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Billy Wagner was better than Lee Smith. I'm sorry.
Bro, you preach it to the choir with me with Lee Smith. And to me, Harold Baines. I mean, really?
Harold Baines got 12 of the 16, so I'm not sure which four were smart to say, hey, Harold's a nice guy and was a good player, but he's not a Hall of Famer. And then the rest of them came up short. Lou Piniella missed by one vote.
Well, when they look at Lou Piniella, they look at him as a player as a Hall of Famer? Or to look at him as a manager as well.
I think as a manager.
Okay, because he wasn't a Hall of Fame player.
No, I think.
Very good player, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
It's as a manager. And then Albert Bell, Joe Carter, Will Clark, Earl Hershiser, Davey Johnson, Charlie Manuel, and George Steinbrenner all received fewer than 5 votes, which means they were not close.
Unbelievable. Albert Bell is so much. I mean, he's not even. Harold Baines is not in the same stratosphere as Albert Bell. Not the same stratosphere.
All Harold Baines has over a guy like Albert Bell is that he played for 2 decades. He played for 22 years. But he is the definition of a compiler.
Yeah. Yep.
The guy had 2 100 RBI seasons, never had a 30 home run season,
never.
And was never one of the best players in baseball.
Never.
And I'm not even holding the fact that he was a DH against him. I'm not doing that.
No, he's not.
Edgar Martinez,
no.
Joe.
Bro.
Edgar Martinez was 10 times better than Baines.
Didn't get voted in, and you could almost make a case for every one of them against the guys that got in.
You could.
I mean, what, are you kidding me? I mean, you got to be kidding. And what does it say about Don Mattingly? You telling me that Harold Baines was a better player than Don Mattingly?
No, he wasn't.
It's not even debatable.
No, but what
it's not even a debate.
What they're saying is that if you play for 22 years and you're good, that's better than being really good for 8 years. Because that's what Mattingly and Bell have.
Of course.
But what this does is now you can open it up to a million other guys who you could say, well, they're better than Baines and they're better than Lee Smith. Now, I don't want the Hall of Fame to be run that way because we'd vote for everybody. I mean, if we're putting Lee Smith in the Hall of Fame, Frankie Rodriguez is thinking, hey, what about me?
Give me Harold Baines' career numbers.
Okay.
Please.
You want his totals?
Yeah.
.289 career header,
yep.
.356 on base, .820 OPS, .384 career home runs,
wow.
.2,866 career hits. He played 22 years.
So he didn't have 3,000 hits. He didn't even have 400 home runs. He didn't hit .300 lifetime. He never won anything as far as he never been to a World Series. That I can't remember him ever being in a World Series. So he didn't do that. Well, I mean, what did he do? Just because he played 22 years and was a solid player, he's a Hall of Famer?
He was in the World Series with the Oakland A's
was
in 1990.
He was on that 90 team?
They traded for him, at the deadline. So, yeah, he was
and they
there.
Lost, and what, they lost
they got
to
swept.
By the Reds, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Right.
But he also, and this is one thing I like to look at. It's not perfect, but I like to look at it. How many times has a guy voted in the top 5 of a Cy Young or an MVP? His highest MVP voting finish was 9th.
Oh, my God.
And then 10th.
200 RBI years. No 30 home runs.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
I mean, it's a joke.
And I kind of, in a weird way.
How do you put this guy in?
I kind of feel bad for Harold Baines. I do. They asked him, hey, you're in the Hall of Fame. He's like, I'm shocked. Of course he's shocked.
Right.
He doesn't even think he's a Hall of Famer.
Right, because he knows he's not.
I kind of feel bad for him. He's going to go up there to Cooperstown thinking, geez, man, no one thinks I'm a Hall of Famer, neither do I. What am I doing here?
That's unbelievable. Harold Baines.
And it's not even the DH thing that bothers me because he did play a decent chunk of his career in the outfield.
DH doesn't. That doesn't fit.
No, that's not it. It's that he wasn't good enough.
Yeah. So you got Harold Baines is in the Hall of Fame. Albert Bell's not. Don Mattingly's not. You're not putting any of your Barry Bonds's or Roger Clemens's in.
No, God forbid.
And this guy is in the Hall of Fame? Really? And even Steinbrenner, Steinbrenner not be. I mean, come on. You got to be kidding me. That Steinbrenner's not in the Hall of Fame.
I think he'll get in eventually. And the reason why that doesn't bother me as much is because, A, I think he'll get in eventually. And, B, when you're talking about an owner or Marvin Miller is another example.
Well, he should be in, too.
Yeah, I don't know how you measure things like that. With players, it's easier to measure. You know, it's easy to look at a player and say.
I mean, Harold Baines is just not a Hall of Famer.
No, and neither is Lee Smith.
No.
Why? Because he was the all-time saves leader for a couple of years?
Stop, Lee Smith. I mean, you know, come on. You got to be kidding me.
I, you know what? I'm not joking. If I'm John Franco right now, I'm thinking to myself, well, I got a shot. Why not?
You should.
Was Lee Smith that much better than me? I don't think he was.
Is there any left-hand pitchers who got more saves than Franco, career-wise?
I don't think anybody's passed him.
No, I don't. He's the all-time for lefties, for sure.
Joe, Craig Kimbrell's a lock.
He is. No,
I
understand.
Billy Wagner is Billy Wagner has now become a mortal lock. Billy Wagner blows Lee Smith away, in my opinion, as far as dominance. And that's not me trying to tell you Billy Wagner's a Hall of Famer under my criteria, but under the Lee Smith criteria, Joe, of course he is.
How often is this these 16-member panel voting? How often?
They have different eras. So this was the modern-day ballot. So then next year will be a different era of baseball.
Like
then
when?
A different era. I forget how they separate it. Let me take a look at how they separate the ballots. I think there's a, you know, like a pre-1930s ballot. Hmm. So I think they do it once every 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
So it's not every single
that is
year.
A horrible job. It's horrible. It's horrible. It really is horrible.
It makes guys like John Heyman look better because it shows you it's not just the writers who put their personal feelings ahead of the integrity of the vote. I read last night that Jerry Reinsdorf had a lot to do with Harold Baines getting in.
Did he?
Well, that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
So he's telling his buddies, hey, do me a favor.
Yeah, put
Can
Baines
you vote
in.
For my buddy
we need
Harold
a white,
Baines?
We need a White Sox in the Hall of Fame. We just had Frank Thomas go in. So, I mean,
right.
What we, so were you in that much of a hurry to get another White Sox in it that doesn't belong there?
But that's not the way the voting should be.
Of course not.
And so even when you take former players, Hall of Famers like Greg Maddux and Robbie Alomar, executives like Tony La Russa and Joe Torre, you could still screw it up. So it's not about who's voting. It's about how they're voting. We're having a different group of people vote, and they screwed it up, Joe, as far as I'm concerned, worse than the writers.
No, of course.
They're worse than the writers.
When I heard these guys got in, I had to do like a triple take. I'm like, really? Really? You got to be kidding me.
Mm.
I just I don't know what to say. It's really getting bad.
It's going to be
it's
tough
really
because I still want to have the Hall of Fame, and I still, as a fan, want to hold it to this high criteria. I don't want, because Lee Smith is in, for when I do my mock vote, now I'm going to vote for Billy Wagner. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but he doesn't belong in there.
Bill Mazeroski doesn't belong.
Of course not.
So that hasn't changed a lot of people's view on how to vote for second base, so I think we just have to do the same thing and try to ignore it in a way.
Wow.
It's a damn shame.
It's horrible.
Now, for the individuals, good for them, okay? There's nothing personal against Lee Smith or Harold Baines. For them individually, that's great. But for what the Hall of Fame is supposed to mean, it's terrible because they're not Hall of Famers.
Nope, not even
and
close.
And they've watered it down.
It really is watered down. It really is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.